This is the Hidden Killers podcast. In this episode, we dive into the unsettling case of Jennifer Farber Dulos, who vanished on May 24, 2019. Amidst a divorce and custody battle, her estranged husband, Fotis Dulos, and his partner, Michelle Trokinis, became the center of a shocking conspiracy. Today, we bring you up to the moment coverage from the courtroom as Trokinis faces trial, accused of a role in this presumed murder.
This honorable student court is now open and back in session.
Please be seated. Thank you.
Bring the jury in.
State ready to proceed.
I am, Your Honor.
You may call your first witness.
Thank you, Your Honor. The state will call Sergeant Aaron LaTourette. Raise your right hand. Do you solemnly swear or solemnly and sincerely affirm, as the case may be, that the evidence you shall give concerning this case shall be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, or upon penalty of perjury?
I do.
Please state your name and spell it for the record.
Lieutenant Aaron LaTourette, spelled A-A-R-O-N, LaTourette, L-A-T-O-U-R-E-T-T-E.
And your affiliation?
I'm a lieutenant at the New Canaan Police Department.
Thank you.
You may be seated. Thank you.
Yes, Your Honor.
May I
inquire, Counsel? Thank you.
Thank you, Your Honor. Lieutenant LaTourette, how are you?
I'm good.
Okay. Lieutenant, can you please, I introduce you as Sergeant, sir. Can you please tell your rank? How long have you been a lieutenant? And a little bit about yourself, please.
Yes. I'm a lieutenant at the New Canaan Police Department. I've been employed there for 23 years, 2 months. During my time at the police department, I've had several schools or training in regards to motor vehicle law, criminal law, leadership, supervision, investigations. I've had several collateral duties while at the police department. Those collateral duties included dispatcher, firearms instructor, motorcycle patrol, special response team. I'm currently the team leader for the special response team. Throughout my career at the New Canaan Police Department, I have been assigned to the patrol division. In 2015, I was promoted to the rank of sergeant. And this past year, in 2023, I was promoted to the rank of lieutenant.
Are you in a particular division or department of the New Canaan Police Department?
The patrol division, yes.
Previous to that, you indicated you were a sergeant?
I was, yes.
Were you in, or assigned, I should say, to a particular division or department as a sergeant?
311 shift, yes.
What is that?
The New Canaan Police Department has three different shifts. It's day shift, we work 8 hours. Day shift, 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. Evening shift, 3 p.m. to 11 p.m., and the night shift, 11 p.m. to 7 a.m. I was a sergeant on the 3 to 11 shift.
Attorney Manning, if you could just instruct the witness that there is an interpreter, and it's fairly difficult to keep up with certain paces. So
if we
witness can talk a little bit more slowly.
Yes, Your Honor.
Thank you, sir. Now, you are as a... Actually, let me bring that back. Were you working as a sergeant then in 2019?
I was, yes.
Is a position as a sergeant, are you in uniform?
On the patrol division, yes. I was on shift. I was in uniform.
It, with respect to May 24th, 2019, drawing your attention to that day in particular, what shift were you working?
The evening shift, 3 p.m. to 11 p.m.
And again, in uniform?
In uniform, yes.
Does that uniform also include a body cam?
It does. However, that day in question, body cameras are still new, fairly new to the New Canaan Police Department. We had a limited number of cameras that were shared amongst all the patrol officers on the patrol division. One was not available for me to wear that day. That shift was either charging a battery or downloading the information that was on the camera. So that particular day, I was not wearing a body cam.
Did you work with any other officers that day?
Yes.
Any other officers that had a body cam on?
Yes, Officer Matt Blank. He was working 311 shift with me. He was wearing a body camera.
Now, did you have occasion to respond to 69 Wells in New Canaan, Wells Lane, I should say, in New Canaan that night?
Yes.
Why did you respond there?
The police department had a report, a complaint of a missing person at that address.
Who was the missing person?
Jennifer Dulos.
Where were you when you heard the report of the missing person?
I was in the police department. I walked up to the dispatch center. Officer Kelly Coughlin was on the phone with a caller or a complainant. It was the babysitter for Jennifer Dulos. And Officer Coughlin kind of alerted my attention and said, hey, why don't you listen in? She put the phone on speaker.
If based on what you heard from that call, what did you do?
The caller stated that Jennifer did not...
Objection, hearsay.
Well,
the question was what, and it's non-responsive.
If I may, Your Honor. It's not offered for the truth of the matter, Your Honor. My question was, based on the call, what did you do? It's offered to show what his next steps were in his investigation.
Well, the objection was hearsay. The objection is overruled.
You can answer, sir.
The caller stated that Jennifer did not go to a doctor's appointment in New York City and that she was missing. And given the information that Kelly Coughlin, our dispatcher, got at that time, Matt Blank, Officer Matthew Blank, and myself responded to 69 Wells Lane to check that property to see if we could find Jennifer.
What type of area is 69 Wells Lane?
It's a residential area, and that street is a dead-end cul-de-sac.
Do you recall around what time you went there?
Approximately 7 p.m.
Your Honor, state has offered states one. And just for the record, if I can, I intend to show photographs with respect to witnesses. I have put them on a disc and shown copies to counsel. I am offering that to play states one at this time. I don't believe that there's an objection.
No objection. I just wanted to make sure we're talking about the same. There's all these discs. So if I could just for a moment to converse with counsel. No objection.
States one will be admitted as a full exhibit.
Thank you. And Your Honor, if I may, it is associated with a states 1A. 1A contains a one-page, screenshot of each of the photographs that the state intends to introduce to keep track of what is contained on one. On states one. So if I may. Lieutenant LaTourette, if I can please draw your attention to the screen behind you. Give it one moment. Do you recognize what's depicted in that photograph?
I do, yes.
What is it?
Is overhead camera view of 69 Wells Lane in New Canaan.
Your Honor, may I ask Lieutenant LaTourette to approach the screen and ask some questions at that point? Thank you, sir, if you wouldn't mind. Thank you. Now, you indicated you responded to 69 Wells. Is 69 Wells Lane depicted in that photograph?
Yes.
Could you please point to it?
It's this residence here, the end of the cul-de-sac. Is here, and the driveway comes up to the residence, which is here.
And for the record, I believe you're pointing to the middle bottom of the center, I guess, on the screen. Is that correct?
This residence.
Thank you. Now, with respect to, you indicated it's a cul-de-sac, does it go out to a road? Could you point to where the road is, please?
This is Wells Lane. It does travel this direction, and Frogtown Road is out here.
You may have a seat, sir. Thank you. Now, when you arrived at 69 Wells Lane, was it dark out?
No, not yet.
How would you describe it?
Daylight, you could see.
Okay. Were you looking for anything in particular?
We are looking for Jennifer Dulos, the missing person.
And what did you do?
Officer Blank and myself went to the front door. We rang the doorbell, we knocked on the door, and there was no answer.
And again, I'm going to refer you to the screen behind you, sir. And if you can take a look, if you can, please, do you recognize what's depicted on that screen?
Yes.
Could you please describe what that is?
That is a view of 69 Wells Lane from the bottom of the driveway, looking up the driveway at the residence.
And is that what Wells Lane looked like that night when you responded?
Yes.
Now, you indicated it wasn't dark, it was still light, you could see. Is that the time of day depicted?
Yes.
Accurately? If I can, just on the top screen, it does, for the record, Your Honor, it indicates 1-101. So it's essentially the first picture on States 1, just for ID purposes. I'm going to show you, sir, what's marked on the top corner as 2, picture 2. Do you recognize what's depicted in that photograph?
Yes, the front of the residence at 69 Wells Lane.
Now, you indicated you knocked on some doors. Is the door that you knocked on, it contained in that photograph?
It is, yes.
If you wouldn't mind, if you could just stand up and point, please. Thank you.
This is the front door of the residence.
Okay. Did you go up to the front door of the residence that day?
We did, yes.
Okay. Were there any lights on the property?
I don't remember.
Okay. If you can't, just have a seat, sir. Thank you. Now, did anybody answer?
There was no answer at the residence.
Now, it states 3. It states 1, picture 3. You can look behind you again, sir. What does that depict?
It's a picture of the front of the residence.
Okay. Is this more of a, I guess, is the same door that was on the previous picture depicted in this?
Yes.
Okay. If you can, just point it out briefly.
This is the front door of the residence at 69 Wells Lane.
Thank you. For the record, that's on the lower left-hand portion. And states 1, picture 4, what does this also depict?
That is a view of the front of the house. It appears to be the side of the garage. The right-hand side of that picture will be the driveway and the garage doors.
Which states 1, picture 5, if you can just take a look and indicate what that shows.
That is the driveway leading to the residence, and it depicts the garage door area of that residence.
When you arrived that day after you knocked on doors, did you go anywhere else on the property or anywhere depicted in these photographs?
Yes, Officer Blank and I did walk the perimeter of the residence to see if we could see anybody inside, to see if any looked like anybody was home. We then returned to the driveway where the garage doors were, and we were provided a code to the garage door by the complainant, the babysitter, and we used that code to enter the garage.
Okay. I'm going to walk through, ask you a couple questions about that if I can. But first, if you can, states 1, picture 6, if you can take a look behind you. What does that show, sir?
That shows the rear of the residence at 69 Wells Lane.
And by the way, this is obviously more light. Is this photograph taken that night?
It was not, no.
Okay, but does it fairly and accurately depict where you went that night?
Yes.
Are there doors on the back side of the house, please?
There is, yes.
Where are they? If you wouldn't mind taking them, getting up and pointing to them, please.
There's a door here, and there's French doors here.
Okay, thank you. You can have a seat. Sir, did you knock on those doors?
We did not. We simply walked around the perimeter of the residence, looked inside to see if those doors were unlocked. They were secure, locked.
Did you touch any of the doorknobs?
We did, yes.
In the course of touching the doorknobs, did you wear gloves?
We were not wearing gloves, no.
Now, you indicated also that you went back to the garage area. Did you attempt to get in through the garage?
We did.
How did you do that?
We were provided a garage code from the babysitter. Officer Coughlin provided that garage code to Officer Blank and myself. We entered that garage code into the keypad, and the garage door opened.
Sir, States 1, Picture 7. If you can take a look behind you, please. Thank you. Do you, what is depicted on that photograph, please?
That is a picture of the garage. It was a three-car garage. In the center bay of that garage was a black SUV. And also depicts the keypad that we used to open that garage door.
Did the other garage bays have keypads, keypad access?
They did not, no.
Now, as you entered the garage, what did you see?
The black SUV pictured, and it had a New York registration plate.
Did you do anything next, I guess?
Yes. Officer Blank called over the radio to our dispatcher, that registration, New York registration plate, to see who the registered owner was and see, you know, who owned that vehicle and why it was there.
Why did you do that?
An attempt to try to figure out where the missing person was.
Did you enter the garage?
We did.
And did you describe the inside of the garage for us, please?
The left garage bay was empty. The right garage bay was empty. A black SUV pictured was in the center garage bay. In front of this vehicle, in the middle of the garage, was a door that led from the garage into the residence.
Is that door depicted on that photograph?
It is, yes.
If you can you just...
This is the door leading from the garage to the residence.
Thank you. And for the record, you're pointing to, say, the center of the photograph? Thank you. Sir, did you notice anything in the garage that drew your attention?
Officer Blank and myself entered the garage. We walked to the left of that SUV, the driver's side of that vehicle. We walked to the front of that vehicle. I checked the doorknob from the garage, leading from the garage into the residence. The doorknob was unlocked. We waited in front of that vehicle at the door until the dispatcher got back that registration information to us. While we waited, I looked at the vehicle and noticed that there was a what appeared to be red blood on the front of that vehicle.
Can you please describe what you saw?
A red mark on the grill area of the vehicle. And again, it drew my attention because it didn't match the color of the grill, didn't match the color of the vehicle.
Was there any damage to the vehicle?
No, we did not. We looked at the vehicle, did not observe any damage. Initially, Officer Blank and myself discussed it possibly could be a deer strike in the roadway. And again, there was no hair, there was no damage indicating any such collision with a deer.
Now, Officer Blank was with you during this time period?
Yes.
And was it your testimony that Officer Blank had a body cam on?
Yes.
If I can, Your Honor, the state's intention is to offer at this time States 2, which I don't believe there's any objection. If I can just confer with counsel. I believe there's no objection,
no
Your Honor.
States 2 admitted as a full exhibit.
Thank you. Sir, I'm going to draw your attention just briefly, if I can, to the screen behind you, and then ask you a question if I can. Do you recognize, sir, what's depicted on that photograph? Or I'm sorry, on that screen?
It appears to be body camera footage.
Is that the body cam footage from May 24, 2019?
Yes.
And is that actually yourself on the screen?
It is, yes.
Okay, Your Honor, the state's intention is to just play it through. I believe it is about 20 minutes, sir, if you can direct your attention to the screen while we play it. Thank you.
Yeah. Light just there. Text you on there. No, it's an iPod, but it doesn't indicate anything. Clear. Mm-hmm. No, no, it looks like this is, you check that? Yeah.
Okay.
Picture of that one that was hanging there. I got a flash right back out there. You know that this has got to be a dated picture, though. That's got to be a really dated picture. The picture's in your boys' room. Probably.
Chevy, she goes, and where's the Chevy to the TV?
Go with the red. Connecticut 1, Alpha Juliet, Mike Uniform, Oscar 1, AJ, and NUO. Show that on a blue Mini Cooper. Registered to a Fagers from out of Darien, Northern Virginia. Can you send me a mark unit check on this vehicle? It appears unoccupied at this time. That is Connecticut Alpha Juliet 69099. That is the vehicle, correct?
Affirmative, Alpha Juliet 69099, yes.
That was
you said you're on Lapham? Was that near the Merrick or north, more towards Waving?
Towards the Merrick.
Grab my camera from the car.
It
could be a deer, but it's strange.
It was wiped at some point, but dried first. Dry edges, wet center. Yeah, well, he just called in. He has a lot of scuff on. There's some back here too. Is there? Yeah, down here too. Strange.
Take pictures, I'll call the altitude.
Headquarters to 13 or 70. 13. Can I have one of the units break? Staff relocated the vehicle on Lapham. Where is this? We'll both get there momentarily. This is 2015. We on Lapham near America.
I'm going to verify that was our plate. Thank you.
the lower portion of the car. And it looks like it's been buffed or scraped or scratched all down through the driver's side. Oh, all right. Oh.
Well, we'll take a picture and then we'll be out of here.
Good enough.
And then we'll meet up with the captain on Lapham.
Roger that. Thank you, sir.
Oh, thanks. Okay.
Well, it's just strange in connection with the fact that we've got a missing person, or potentially a missing person. Yeah. And, yeah, scrapes on this side too, but there's no blood near them, so whatever they hit went down this side of the vehicle. Splatter all. Yeah. It's hard to get a picture of because the flash on this thing isn't working, I guess. Yeah, see, it's unoccupied.
Staff 3 just confirming that vehicle is unoccupied.
All right, there we go. All right, wish some in the tire too.
Proceed. If you like, I can request the dog to do a track. I have 13 and 7
all over there.
Proceed. I'll leave that at their discretion.
It's all blood. All right.
13 at headquarters. Affirmative. See if you can hit a K-9. And before we leave here, if you want anything, we might need to prepare.
The jacket's in a purse.
As long as you can make access, you'll be able to track right off the driver's seat.
Let's grab that key. Yep, that's good idea. I thought he said he came back to a Mini Cooper.
He's saying that there might be an extra key in the suburban in the residence.
That's affirmative. We're grabbing the key. The residence is clear. We're being routed back.
Received. I'll go to the hotline to locate a camera.
All right.
The car's clear.
Yeah, it doesn't sit well with me, especially because like it's like a pattern here. You know what I mean?
It's clue.
Right, not fur, but there it's up here too. It's hard to get any of this. These cameras are. We should get better cameras. Hopefully, this is getting it though. Right? Usually, if you hit a deer and there's blood in your car, you take it to the car wash and get it cleaned. Especially a Range Rover.
Scrapes there. Let's see if there's any damage in Suburban. I mean, this is grandma's car, so you never know. But scrapes there.
Okay. Get your camera out. Get your light out of here. Wash my pictures out. All right.
There's more to come at the Michelle Troconis trial in the Jennifer Farber Doulos case. The mystery deepens and justice seeks its course. Press subscribe now and stay tuned for more episodes unraveling the truths behind the most perplexing criminal cases from true crime today.